These readings are from Yoga, the Alpha and the Omega, Volume 4, by Bhagwan Sri Rajneesh. Be alert, and if you want to be alert, celebration will be very, very helpful. When I say celebrate, what do I mean? I mean that whatsoever you do, don't do it as a duty. Do it from your love. Don't do it as a burden. Do it as a celebration. You can eat as if it is a duty. Long-faced, dull, dead, insensitive. You can throw food inside yourself without ever tasting, without ever feeling for it. It is life. You live through it. Don't be so insensitive to it. Indians have said, Annam Brahman. Food is Brahman. This is celebration. You are eating God through food, because only God exists. When you are taking a shower, it is God showering, because only God exists. When you go for a morning walk, it is God on a morning walk. And the breeze is also God, and the trees are also God. Everything is so divine. When I say celebrate, I mean become more and more sensitive to everything. The whole life should become a dance. Allow life to enter into you. Become more open and vulnerable. Feel more. Sense more. Small things filled with such wonders are lying all around. Watch a small child. Leave him in the garden and just watch. That should be your way also. So wonderful, wonder-filled, running to catch this butterfly, running to catch that flower, playing with mud, rolling in the sand, from everywhere. The divine is touching the child. If you can live in wonder, you will be capable of celebration. Don't live in knowledge, live in wonder. You don't know anything. Life is surprising. Everywhere, it is a continuous surprise. Live it as a surprise. An unpredictable phenomenon. Every moment is new. Just try. Give it a try. You will not lose anything if you give it a try, and you may gain everything. But you have become addicted to misery. You cling to your misery as if it is something very precious. Look at your own clinging. There are two types of persons, sadists and masochists. Sadists go on torturing others. Masochists go on torturing themselves. A question has been asked, why are people like that, either torturing others or torturing themselves? Why is there so much aggression and violence in life? It is a negative state. You torture because you cannot enjoy. You torture, become violent because you cannot love. You become cruel because you don't know how to become compassionate. With an unalert mind, the energy becomes violence. With an alert mind, the same energy becomes compassion. The same energy becomes love, for yourself and for others also. Life gives you an opportunity, but there are thousands of causes for something to go wrong. A child is born, and sooner or later he discovers that whenever he is unhappy, he attracts the attention of the whole family. He becomes the center, and everybody feels sympathy for him. Everybody feels love for him. Whenever he is happy and healthy and everything is good, nobody bothers about him. On the contrary, a child may be jumping and dancing, and the whole family is cross. The child starts learning that somehow to be ill, to be miserable, is good. To be happy and dancing and jumping and to be alive is bad. You are destroying the child forever. Now he will cling to misery. Misery becomes valuable. This is how you have learned. Nobody has ever allowed you to celebrate. Do you see mothers dancing with their children, jumping, enjoying, rolling on the floor? No. Mothers are serious beings. Fathers are very serious. They carry the whole world on their shoulders. And the child lives in a totally different world. You are forcing him to enter into your sad, miserable attitude to life. He could have grown as a child. He could have kept the quality of wonder, surprise, and the quality to be here and now, in the moment. This I call the real revolution between the mother, the father, and the child. Somewhere within the parents and the child is the link. And if that link is not changed, the world will go on moving in the same rut. When I say this, I don't mean that I am giving you an excuse to be miserable. I am not saying that your parents are responsible, because that is not the question. Their parents did the same to them. The whole structure is wrong, psychologically wrong. I'm simply giving you the explanation so that you can become aware. If you understand the thing, you can simply drop out of it. There is no need to cling to it. You can become a child again. Jesus is right when he says, only those who are like small children will be able to enter the kingdom of my God. Absolutely right. Only those who are like children. This is the revolution, to make everybody like a small child. The body may grow, but the quality of consciousness should remain innocent, virgin, like a child. You are already where you need to be. You are already in that space which you are seeking. Invest in celebration. Take one step towards life, and life takes 1,000 towards you.